Want a more fault-tolerant data center? Bring the availability of cloud computing inside your data center with the only server built from the cloud up.
Hello and welcome to IT Time, TechNet Radio. I'm your host, Blaine Barton, a senior IT pro evangelist with Microsoft, and I have the data rock stars with me today. We're going to be talking about the Business Analytics Conference. That's May 7th through the 9th in San Jose, California. How you doing, everybody?
Woohoo!
I'm great, Blaine.
Doing great. Woo!
Yeah, great. We got Adam Jorgensen. We've got Chuck Heinzelman, Jennifer Moser, Laura Rebelke, and Matt Mason. How late? The Mod Squad, what's going on?
Woot!
Woo! So we've got a new timer of TechNet Radio, and that's Matt. Let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Matt, and how'd you get involved in data?
Sure. So my name is Matt Mason. I'm a program manager with the Power Query team. Let's see, how to get started with data. So before joining Microsoft, I worked at a BI company. And I was a developer doing BI stuff for about 5 years. Really liked the fact that I was building stuff that let people solve problems and or take big blobs of data and actually get insight out of it. And then I joined Microsoft. After about 5 years, I thought I'd do something new. I really wanted to be a game developer. That was my dream. So I applied at Microsoft to work on the Xbox team. BI team picked up my resume, offered me a job on integration services team, and I figured it would be a good, you know, foot in the door at Microsoft. I'd do a year of SSIS and then move to Xbox and do something fun. And then it turned out I actually really liked the data space. ETL was really interesting, and interesting challenges, interesting problems, and really the foundation for BI. And so I did SSIS for about 7 years, and then just recently I moved over to the Power Query team, and now do ETL in a different way.
That's awesome. You're doing some great work with Microsoft. So welcome to one of the best teams at Microsoft. So Laura, I'm going to direct a question to you. You know, it's a crazy time in data. What are you most excited about around this Business Analytics Conference?
Well, first of all, yay, Matt. It's great to see you on the phone because Power Query is one of my favorite tools. Love Power Query. If I haven't told that to people before, totally in love with Power Query. So what am I most excited about in with the upcoming conference? Is that what?
Yeah, what are you most excited about? And just in general, it's a crazy time for data in that business. Yeah. What's exciting to you?
Oh, well, just everything that you can do with data now. This is the best time to be working in the data fields. We've got people that are redefining all the boundaries with regard to data, what we do with it, and with regard to machine learning or predictive analytics or even just data analysis in general. And it's front and center at all of my customer engagements now. It's no longer just this, you know, we've got the database that's back there and, you know, this every now and then we might do some reports on it. They're actually using this to drive businesses. We've got customers putting sensors everywhere and gathering sensor data and thinking and dreaming up new ways that they're going to use this sensor data to provide better service to their customer and drive into new business opportunities. And then we bring in this public data, and this is where Power Query comes in, really is an awesome participant. You know, we've got the combiner effect of data collaboration with the data that we own today and all of this other data, whether it's partner data or other data from my industry, or it might be public data. And we've got this whole new world of what, you know, we've got like freakonomics going on everywhere, new data freaks, I guess. And I just find this to be an awesome time to be in this industry.
Data freakazoid robots.
Right.
Awesome. Right. Hey, Adam, I got a question for you. And by the way, Adam, congratulations on the joining the PASS board. It was great to see you at the last PASS conference. This is the second PASS Analytics Conference. What makes this conference so special?
Well, I think, you know, every one of these that we're going to have is such a special event. You know, I think the inaugural one that we had last year was such a great success, and we were able to really take the next step in PASS driving toward its mission, right, which is really encompassing all data professionals, being able to help them connect, share, and learn, and, you know, not just DBAs or developers, but also the huge audience of professionals that are doing the things that Laura is excited about and the things that Matt is working on building, and, you know, just giving folks the tools and technologies and techniques and patterns to go beyond your enterprise system and really be able to make decisions faster and be able to sort of fail and iterate faster and be able to do some very, very cool things. And I think this conference gives us an ability to really get into the business side of data, right? And allows us to drive towards the, you know, the things that people are doing with the data, as opposed to, you know, how to just do different things with the tools and the data. It's a little bit less focused on, you know, the IT pro and developer, much more focused on the analyst and on how we actually make the most of our data and how we leverage those tools and techniques together. And I think it's really special because it's the second time we're doing it. We're right in Silicon Valley. We know that, you know, there's a huge population of those folks there. We're really excited and looking forward to a great event. And we've got a, you know, continued fantastic partnership with Microsoft to deliver a lot of very cool things at the event, along with the rest of our sponsors. So we're really, really excited.
That's awesome. Jennifer, how are you doing today?
I'm good. I have not had coffee.
Hey, there's always time for caffeine. So
I just thought I'd declare that early.
No problem. So what's the best way for people to follow along with this event? It's pretty special.
So our community of SQL and BI professionals are pretty active in Twitter and on Facebook. Crazy active on Twitter, I think everyone here would know. We definitely want to encourage people to check out and see what the buzz is on Twitter, hashtag PASSBAC, and to follow the conference Twitter handle of @PASSBAC. And we definitely have a lot of social activities leading up to the event, some fun things that you'll be seeing on Facebook as well as Twitter. But while the event is going on, there's a lot of activities and a lot of Twitter activity going on. And I can share that the keynote will be streamed live for those who are not able to attend, although we completely want you to, everyone to be there live and in person, because you can't get the same feeling if you're just dialing in. But we will definitely have the keynotes live streamed. And we just definitely encourage people to, if they want to see what the conference is like, is take a look at the 24 Hours of PASS Business Analytics Edition that happened on February 5th. We've got recordings on that. And to follow along on Twitter and Facebook for PASSBAC, hashtag PASSBAC.
Excellent. You know, I heard about a special Power BI demo contest. How does that fit in?
Yeah, we launched at PASS Summit last year. We launched a PASS Power BI demo contest, where we were encouraging everyone from the community, from analysts to BI professionals to SQL people who want to, you know, get some experience in BI, to check out Power BI and the great elements in that, whether it's Power Pivot, Power Query, Power Maps, Q&A. Did I miss something, Laura?
No, I think you got it all.
Okay.
The powers.
The powers.
Power Rangers.
Power Rangers.
Oh, wait, Matt, I've got an idea for one of your sessions now.
Uh-oh. Oh, there you go.
We already have it planned. It's all good.
But awesome. The Power BI demo contest. We got some really great responses from the community. Over 81 submissions of demos highlighting what you can do with Power BI. And I mean, the response truly was overwhelming. It was much more than we anticipated. And we've, you know, the community voted and determined their top 10 favorites out of all the community. And we determined with Microsoft our top 15 semifinalists. And we were able to cull that down to our top 5 finalists, which were announced recently, a few weeks ago. And the finalist of the Power BI demo contest will have their video, their demo, featured in the PASS Business Analytics Conference keynote with Kamal Hathi and Amir Netz. So whether they're there in person or they're highlighting the video, depending on, you know, how people feel comfortable on camera. We're really excited to highlight the great things that our community can do in our Past Business Analytics Conference.
Yeah, and follow along, hashtag PastBAC.
Hashtag PastBAC.
Yeah. So, hey, Matt, back to you, because you were chatting a little bit about your sessions. You know, what are you talking about at PastBAC, and what are you excited to see?
So I'm doing a deep dive on the Power Query formula language. So basically, Power Query lets you do a lot of really cool stuff. People are really excited about it. And we have this great, easy-to-use UI. But underneath the UI, you can actually do a lot of powerful things. And so that's what my session is going to tackle, and we'll go into some pretty crazy scenarios that you can do with the formula language. And what I'm excited to see, there's just a lot of great Power BI related content. I'm looking forward to see the community spin on what we've been talking about for Power BI. And there's one session that really stands out. I saw a preview of the demo that they're doing. It's about cybercrime. Sanjay Soni is doing that. It's basically showing how the Microsoft cybercrime unit is using Power BI to track down criminals. It's actually a really interesting session overall.
Yeah, Matt, totally. I agree. That session is going to be so cool, because not only is it Sanjay Soni from SQL Server Marketing, but we've got Zoe Crum, who's got the world's best job title. I forget what it was. You'll see it online. She's like a forensic cyber crime ologist, something like that. But Zoe and Sanjay will be doing
that
session.
That sounds like somebody who needs her own like action figure.
Yeah, right. You know, something like this.
Or reality show.
Yeah, but yeah, apparently the cybercrime building is like, it's like Minority Report. They have all kinds of futuristic displays, and anyways, it sounds really, really cool.
Yeah, cybercrime's at an all-time high right now. We know that, right? So we always need good people and awesome technologies around that. So
it's great to see how Microsoft is actually making a difference in that.
Exactly.
So
hey, you know what? Chuck's being really quiet. There's something there, huh?
That's odd.
Chuck,
that's suspicious.
Hey. Chuck, worried. You know, this is your second pass BAC.
Yes, sir.
What are you going to be doing there, bud?
Well, basically, I'm delivering a session. So, what else do you need to know? You know, what else is there? We're still in the planning phases of what from Azure Cat is going to be there. We know there's going to be a couple of familiar faces from Azure Cat. We're still working out all the details of what we're doing. But, you know, I'll be there talking about SharePoint BI and some cloud-based security techniques that you can apply to it and some other pretty cool stuff.
Nice. Hey, you know, a little birdie told me something.
Don't believe birds.
Someone's having a birthday.
Tweet, tweet.
Don't believe birds at all.
Can we get something trending on Twitter?
Yeah. We're already working on that. We're working on that. So Chuck's got a birthday that week, and we're going to have a little contest. So you'll be seeing more about that. But just follow the hashtag ChuckHuggers, and we're thinking through, you know, how people can win some fabulous prizes by perhaps giving Chuck a birthday hug on his birthday. And making sure to share a photo of said birthday hug with the rest of us out on Twitter.
That's awesome. Maybe win some kind of gift.
Yeah, absolutely. It'll be a special token that you can only get by being a Chuck Hugger.
Yes, very special.
I do for my friends and coworkers.
Oh, Chuck, you're a giver.
Just Chuck
giver.
Huggers. That's Chuck Huggers.
Chuck Huggers. I learned that.
Chuck Huggers 2014. Chuck Hugger.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm excited about. The keynote, right? So who wants to take that? Adam, you want to talk about that maybe?
Yeah, for sure.
Second day, I think there's a big keynote.
There is. We have two phenomenal keynotes, right? I mean, the second day is going to be great. Jennifer already mentioned, you know, we've got Kamal, Hathi, and Amir coming back. They just rocked the house last year. We're really looking forward to seeing what they're going to be able to top that with this year. But on top of that, PASS has gone out. We're working with David McCandless, who's just a pioneer and a visionary in the realm of data visualization and those types of patterns and experiences. And he's coming in to do a talk. He's a TED speaker. You know, he was just very, very highly recommended. You know, and a lot of the folks throughout PASS are pretty familiar with him. And we're really excited about him coming in and talking to us and kind of going through this whole journey of visualizing facts and data and statistics and how to ask better questions and really appeal to the audience that that we know is really getting the most out of BAC, which is that group of folks that's really trying to find better ways to not only analyze their data and present their data, but also just to ask better questions and to continue to do that in a way that they know they'll be able to communicate those better answers. So, you know, David's world-class, and we're excited about having, you know, two world-class keynotes at the event.
Very exciting. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Adam, Chuck, Jennifer, Laura, and Matt around the PASS Business Analytics Conference. It's happening May 7th through the 9th in San Jose, California. So I have a couple more questions. Who is like the most interested parties that would want to attend such an event?
I would probably put that into the camps of anybody that's doing development with business intelligence. So a BI developer, the people designing the systems, the architects, BI architects, obviously, data warehouse developers and architects as well, and as well as the data analysts or the business analysts, those people that consume the information, pull it together, mash it up, are looking at new ways of understanding what this data is telling them. So that would be that data and business analyst. And then, of course, the emerging data scientists, these people that have been kind of becoming the new data gurus within organizations would love this. We've got things across the platform, down at the storage and aggregation and up through visualization and analytics. So things to cover all those camps. Did I get Excellent. Everybody?
Yeah, well, I think that was great. I would definitely like to encourage for, you know, in TechNet Radio here, we talk to a lot of folks in IT. And that's really, you know, our core audience, and that's the audience that we've had in our community within the PASS organization historically. But for this conference, for the PASS Business Analytics Conference, we'd definitely like to encourage everyone in IT to think about all the folks and the businesses that they work for, the businesses that they support and provide data for. Those people that they work with in their businesses, whether it's finance or whether it's their marketing department or whether, you know, any business that group within the company or organization that focuses and leverages data, encourage our IT folks to reach out to those and encourage them to attend this conference. Because unlike many other conferences that are so only directed at IT, people, you know, work in IT departments, this conference is special in that it actually provides hands-on and great information, very, you know, useful information that people can go back to their office and use right away. I mean, understanding what Power BI is and the true power, and we keep using the word Power BI, but I don't want to underscore underestimate what that word really means, because Power Query is incredibly powerful. And we just want to make sure, and it's to our benefit, those folks who work in IT, to reach out to their business peers, their colleagues, their you know, internal customers, to have them come to a conference like the Business Analytics Conference. We'll have sessions on healthcare. Have you guys seen that one? We've got Tom Lowry's going to speak to some really great, he's got some templates for the healthcare industry. We've got Mark Argaris coming back and going to talk about finance, and he's going to bring in a really interesting customer that's got great examples of how they've used Power BI to turn around their finance department. So it's a really unique conference that blends IT and the business. And anyone, as Laura said, anyone that was doing really exciting things around data, this is the conference for them.
I thought you were going to say it's special because Matt and I are going to be there.
Well, that's understood. Yeah. That's understood.
Yep.
Right.
So I think Chuck's feeling like he's not getting enough attention, Jen.
Oh man. Well, he doesn't know what the cool prizes for the Chuck huggers are.
Right.
and Chuck will be getting lots of attention, lots and lots of hugs from
many
fans.
It's good to be at the conference with a friend and have your friend have the camera.
Right.
And then just sort of run up to Chuck and hug him. He really likes that.
Seriously,
and then maybe you can both win a prize.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One of these days I'm going to have to explain the whole hug thing to the world, aren't I?
No, this is this way.
You'll just get random hugs for the rest of your life, Chuck.
Hey, Jennifer, that was an interesting comment you made just as a tail to what Laura was saying. I think the thing that really is interesting to me about the events and what I tell people is it is all of those things, right? We're looking at, you know, tools and people from the business and IT coming together. But, you know, because of the way that PASS puts the event on, I think it really makes this technology accessible, right? I think a lot of people are talking about, you know, oh, is it for data scientists? Is it for analysts? I don't know if I identify with that title or this or that. But at the end of the day, it's all about people working with data, just like Laura said. And, you know, I think between the Power BI suite and the different levels of sessions and the different types of sessions that we have, from hands-on to industry application to domain expertise, all the way up through expert level sessions, you know, there really is something really valuable there for everybody who's involved with data.
Absolutely. And I would love to, I've been looking at the sessions and really excited to go see some of these. And I love everything from the analytics for beginners all the way through, you know, very advanced analytics techniques to solve for different kinds of patterns. It's great to see the breadth and scope of how you can, you know, go out and start really mashing up your data.
And, you know, mashing up data that's, you know, in a relational database or that's not in a relational database, right? We've got a lot of big data sessions, some really great ones. And we even have some good intro sessions for people who are analysts in the business and don't really know what this sort of big data is or how they can use it or how easy they can actually access it using things like, I don't know, Power Query.
Power Query.
There you go. There you go. Love, now that you've got everybody all excited about PASS BAC. And everybody's pumped up now. They're like, all right, well, this is something I definitely have to attend. If I'm touching any kind of piece of data, this is the conference for me. So they're out there, the viewers are out there thinking this and watching us. What's the final call to action? I mean, go sign up and get involved, right?
Yeah, it's all about, you don't want to, if you're dealing with data, you don't want to miss this conference. This is the conference of the year to go to. Reach out to your business partners, the call to action, reach out to them. Make sure that the people that you work with, if you're in IT, make sure they know what this conference is and they've got someone going, because it's to your benefit too, right?
Absolutely.
It's all about registering for the, you know, sign up for the conference, follow the hashtag PASSBAC or follow them on Twitter at the handle at PASSBAC. Check out the 24 hours of PASS business analytics session recordings that you can find on sequelpass.org. That's really it.
Keynote.
Get involved.
Keynote's going to be live, right?
Online? Yeah, keynote's going to be streamed on live. If you can't go, if you're, you know, stuck in a hole or somewhere, and you have
internet access, of course.
Or Minneapolis.
Every hole has a.
It's frozen in. Yeah. So if you're frozen in, like Minneapolis is, and you're not able to go anywhere. Definitely watch the keynote online for sure. Both keynotes, both days.
Don't knock the Midwest. It might hit 30 by May.
Maybe.
Should I brag that it's crazy sunshiny here in Redmond?
Shouldn't. You shouldn't.
It's actually kind of warm. It's, you know, I think I saw people wearing shorts and sandals.
Mm-hmm. Did I mention it's below zero again? No, don't brag.
Jennifer, I think the important thing is how good the weather is going to be in San Jose.
Woo-hoo! Fair point. There good plug. Go. Thanks for bringing us back.
Good point. Good point. Hey, this has been great. You've all joined us here on TechNet Radio and IT Time. We've got Adam, Chuck, Jennifer, Laura, and Matt. Thank you so much. You guys are the rock stars when it comes to data and promoting PASS and also being involved in the community. This is going to be a fantastic event. Once again, the PASS Business Analytics Conference, May 7th through the 9th in San Jose, California. Any last words? I'm sure you all have last words, right?
Can't wait to see y'all there.
Yep. Hashtag duck huggers.
There you go.
Join us.
Yeah, well, thank you, everyone, for joining us here. And with that, it's a wrap.